Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to Tuesday, the 13th day in May 2025. This is your day. Open your hands to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare your day's assignment successful. I command your day to open. Your reign of abundance will fall. I prophesy everything called impossible in your life before will be made possible. They said in Mark chapter 1 verse 37, the disciples said to Jesus Christ, all men look for thee. Put your right hand on your chest. I declare all good men and women, all good customers and destiny helpers will look for you. Someone is listening to me now. Suffering from near success syndrome. You almost got it, but you never get it. They almost give you, but they deny you again. It has happened again and again. I curse that near success syndrome spirit in you. Who is this also? You are surrounded by wrong people. They pretend that they love you, but in actual fact, they don't love you. They talk ill of you behind you. They are slanderers. They work against your interests. I prophesy, God shall expose them and silence them for you. Who is this also? You desire more than you are getting. There is a spirit of limitations around you. I prophesy, by fire, by force, that spirit of limitation on you and your children is hereby destroyed. You will move faster from now on. A lady, you are in a wrong relationship. That man is exploiting you, extorting you, denying you, disappointing you, and it's like it's difficult for you to leave him. You have given him so much. God asked me to tell you, leave that evil man right now. Don't let him mess you up later. If you continue, your destiny will be in jeopardy with him. I prophesy, be set free. Someone is crying, shedding tears by what I have said so far. The Lord will comfort you and restore whatever you have lost and compensate you also. Say amen, I receive it. May 13th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live to your good old age and fulfill your purpose on earth. Happy birthday. Now to our teachings and wisdom acquisition. First one today. I want to ask if this is godly, sir. I was told by a family member to do this, that I should take bath with 3 spoons of salt, 3 spoons of sugar, and place my hand in the water and stand barefooted and speak whatever I desire into the water and bathe with it without soap and sponge for 3 days. She told me not to dry my body after bathing and that I will receive favor. Is this godly, scriptural, or Christianly? Wow. What do I say to this now? 3 spoons of salt, 3 spoons of sugar, standing barefooted. Oh no. We must be careful that we do not deviate from Bible in the name of prophecy or prophetic action. If not, we may not know when fetish, diabolical, idol worship, and heresy will creep in. I have no Bible explanation for these rituals. If you accept, it will bring more and more to you and completely put you in bondage through soothsaying. Please reject this. What I say to this, I say to us all. Whatever has no Bible backing and basis should be trashed. Next, greetings from Ghana. Please, what about the Momo account number you talk about sometimes last year? For those of us in Ghana, for our tithe and offering and seed sowing. You are not saying anything about it again. More grace, sir. More anointing. Wow. Thank you for pointing this out. And thank God for people like you who understand the power of tithing and seed sowing to grow God's kingdom and to remove devourers from our lives. Yes, Momo account, our media and financial department should please take this up. They are also listening now. I'm eager to see that these accounts are opened. I will further instruct that it be done. I don't know much about this, that they should know. And if there's any listener who understand how this account and several other accounts can be opened, please reach out to our media director on +234-803-232-2276. Meanwhile, use our PayPal platform. I hope PayPal can be accessed from Ghana. Once again, thank you. When this is done, we will put it on the platform for all to see. AY, up to you. Please take action and give me feedback soon. Next, hello, Daddy. How can I upgrade myself as a pastor's wife, physically and spiritually, sir? Because I'm a school cert holder. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. I like this desire in you. What a visionary woman you are. First of all, you will need the understanding and the support of your husband. Let him hear this. And sir, if you are there, you too, you will be a better pastor and the church will be stronger if your wife can be supported to develop herself in these areas. If your school cert result is good and recent, then right jump and seek admission to the university to lead any course. It may not be full-time study. You can take advantage of the open university system, which is well established in Nigeria now. If the school cert result is not favorable, then get ready to rewrite it. Register for some tutorial to prepare. For spiritual development, get into serious Bible study on your own. Read anointed books of carefully selected authors, including watching the administrations online. Start with us, either on our YouTube or Facebook, at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Subscribe and turn on notification. Then one or two other good, balanced, insightful, revolutionary Bible teachers and preachers. Watch your husband also as he ministers and supports the ministry. Up your prayer life as well. There are short-time Bible colleges all over. 4 weeks, 6 weeks, you are done. In all this, you need your husband's support and encouragement. Pastor, give both to your wife. Your ministry will flourish. She will be a better leader. She will provide better leadership for the women's wing of the church. And for physical aspect, identify a good, moderate, matured, balanced, successful pastor's wife who dresses well, who looks good, respectful, submissive to her husband, bringing up her children in submission with good character and emulate. Next, I'm happy to report back to the house that our TPGF members that offered to donate 200,000 naira in support of our member that took loan to support her brother's children university and got herself into trouble, selling her landed property, emptying her shop, and is still owing 1 million naira. Now, he has sent the 200 naira to the welfare account, and we have successfully transferred it to the member in need. Both names are here, but as usual, we do not mention people's names. Your father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. Thank you, sir. But she still needs 800,000 naira to be totally free. Whoever wants to help, please send such help to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare Account, Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. Thank God for the benevolent and the giving heart of TPGF members. I celebrate you. God will be blessing you. Let's help our sister out. If you are able to do the 800,000, do it. If not, do as much as you can. Let us know it is for the welfare of our members. Hope we are getting blessed and learning more every day. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. at Living Spring Chapel Kado Life Camp after the fish market. Thursday is for Lagos, Ibadan, Abeokuta, Osogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Uyo Centers. Please, two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m., 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Be there. This week is family impartation service. Take all members of your families, their photographs and their things. Go and stand in the gap for them. Our special seed for this month is 55555. As many fives as you can sow or add. Do yours. Others are doing their own. Don't forget your tithing, transmitting your battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed and the welfare seed. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will do well. Go and see the success of God Almighty. Come back with testimonies. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.